The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I can't really tell you what's in his MRIs. That's personal information. But this was not in his MRI. This is brand new. This happened Tuesday. There's no question. That's what causes the inflammation. When they read the MRI, they know that it happened on Tuesday.
So, it is in Dave Dombrowski's interest to say this is a new injury for the exact thing you're talking about.
Totally. Again, I mean, if this were a pre-existing thing and then it gets worse, then the owner looks at him and says, then what the hell did we sign him for? If we knew it was there and there was a chance it was going to get worse, then why did we sign him? Why did you tell me we should sign him? So Dombrowski, like, I find just him, he's got too much invested in this thing at this stage, and he might already be gone. If you believe what Shaughnessy wrote a couple of weeks ago, that, Shaughnessy thinks it's over. And he can dress it up and hide it as an opinion, but I feel like someone told something to Shaughnessy.
Okay. Go ahead.
So look, I just look at it with Dombrowski, and I say, I'm sorry. The other thing is, the MRI proves that this happened on Tuesday. What did the MRI show? Did it show a tear that wasn't there before? Is that how you know? It showed inflammation. Well, what the hell does that mean?
There's also an MRI in the spring he's talking about. So what were you taking the MRI in the spring for? If there wasn't something pre-existing or like you're comparing it to something?
Correct.
So if you took a picture in the spring, why'd you take a picture in the spring if there was nothing there?
Yeah. The other thing is, and I come back to that whole, the MRI proves that this happened Tuesday. So they compared it to something prior and there's a difference.
Right. Exactly. This is my point.
Right. And this is why I'm saying there's a tear. Just because there's inflammation,
I see.
Like the inflammation doesn't show you that something changed. It shows you that there's inflammation in there.
Okay. So
I
think you're right to say the whole. What'd you say earlier? He's a time bomb.
He is. This guy, from the second he got here, we all knew it. Just look at the delivery. Look at the still photos of him. If you go on the internet and look at those pictures where his, I can't even do it, where his arm is bent to the point where his forearm is parallel to the ground when he pitches. And his hand is back by his ear. How does he do that? It looks like his arm's going to explode sooner or later. And so I think they knew it. Anyone who had this guy in their operation had to know he was an elbow injury waiting to happen an arm injury waiting to happen.
But this is why it behooves Dombrowski, though, to say, nope, this is new. When we signed him, he had a clean bill of health. He was perfect when we signed him. Now, so this is new. This was Tuesday, fellas. I can't tell you about anything that's in his pitcher. HIPAA laws prevent me from saying anything, but it was new. It was Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I can't tell you what was in the MRI. Right, that's a violation. But it happened Tuesday.
It's self-preservation because he knows he's going to be out of a gig and he's going to have to try to get another one come October.
No, okay, no question.
I still blame Henry. The signing was classic Red Sox. They blew it on Lester, so they're chasing their tail and they're overcompensating. Murray said the Ruzny Castillo thing. They signed Ruzny Castillo because they lost out on Jose Contreras or whoever that
Abreu,
was.
Yeah.
Abreu. So I always get that wrong. It was Abreu where Theo was at the hotel down there and he was chucking furniture against the wall because they lost out on Abreu. And the next time a Cuban player comes up, they're like, no, we're not going to lose this one. And so they oversigned for a guy that still hasn't made it. And so it's like sort of classic overcompensation. They signed some bad contracts there with Beckett or that previous group, and so they get to Lester, and they say, nope, now we're not going to make that mistake. We're not throwing money after 30-year-old pitchers. Then Lester goes on to Chicago, barely misses a start, wins a World Series. They go, oh, we blew that one. Well, the next time, we're not going to make the same mistake. We're going to sign the guy. And it's just reacting to the previous mistake, which is classic John Henry. He even admitted it at the picnic table. This is Henry in February.
I think we blew the John Lester we blew re-signing him in spring training. So for reasons that are pretty apparent now, which I won't go into, but they're apparent.
Jace,
I'm putting my foot down. No more blowing.
So look, I mean, there's no question the Lester thing factored in here, Mike. There's no question it did.
What harm was waiting? That's the thing that doesn't make any sense.
There wasn't any major harm in waiting.
So it was a PR thing. Henry's feeling good off the World Series, wants to make a statement, wants to, you know, and so he does it. It's Henry. It's not Dombrowski. It's Henry.
But don't you let Dombrowski off the hook. He's still the baseball guy. If he had said, John, we should wait. John, we should wait. We don't need to insult the guy like you did before, well, but we should wait.
That's what Lucchino said.
Yeah, but Lucchino said
that's what Lucchino said on Lester, and it blew up in their face. No more blowing.
Yeah, but Lucchino, no. See, Lucchino went in and made a half-assed offer. Said, no, we'll talk. And then he offered him 4 years and $70 million, and Lester laughed in his face. Laughed in his face, and he pissed him off. In this case, you could have said, Chris, let's just wait. We want to see how the arm holds up because of the shoulder.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over well.
Okay, so it probably wouldn't have gone over well, but do tell me which is worse.
I'm just telling you, it was a mistake by the organization, but it's Henry.
Larry Lucchino runs the Red Sox.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, this is Dombrowski's guy. Don't underestimate rather than Dombrowski element in this.
You're misleading the public.
He traded two premium prospects, one of whom is, you know, having a bit of a breakout year in Moncada, and he has no pitching to replace Sale when he goes. So Dombrowski's history is to re-sign these guys.
Mass, I have no doubt that Henry will blame Dombrowski, and it'll come up when Dombrowski loses his job this offseason. But this was Henry's call. This was Henry's deal, Henry's call.
I blame Dombrowski.
Did you guys know that?
I didn't, John.
I'm so unimpressed with Dombrowski after we got here. What does he do that just any other schmo can't do?
Did you watch any of those games?
Seriously, where has been the great evaluation that has taken place with Dombrowski?
Nathan Eovaldi.
Really?
Yeah, really.
$17 million per?
I'm trying to give you one.
Okay, again, and then compounded the mistake.
He pulled a dime, so you can complain about the contract, but he did evaluate the talent that it would be a fit here last year, and it worked. You have to give that to him.
Okay, I'll give you the trade for Eovaldi.
Thank you.
No question. Re-signing him, $17 million per?
Don't know.
A colossal mistake.
Don't know yet.
Oh, God, please, mistake. This guy's not a $17 million pitcher.
Don't know yet.
He's not. Dombrowski is, oh my gosh, talk about your cookie cutter standard bullcrap GM. Like, this guy doesn't do anything out of the box. Anything. Oh, I'm so unimpressed with Dombrowski. So unimpressed.
Jason in New
Hampshire. I think we have the best team in the division.
Jason in New Hampshire, how do you feel about that?
You just think it's definitely Henry's calling this?
Yes, I do.
Because, if it's not, like, is Dombrowski a fanboy? Like, how can you look at Sale? He hasn't even finished a year healthy for us. Last year, he couldn't even finish the World Series. You know, if you see how it plays out, like, if that's the guys, you're going to be paying him $30 million to close for us.
I think Henry's a fanboy. I think Henry's the one that sometimes lets emotion get in there and PR get in there and other things get in there. I think Henry's the fanboy, not Dave Dombrowski. It crosses Henry's desk, and he's the one that signs on the dot. He's the one that signs the check, Maz. And you know all owners are involved on those big decisions. They're all involved.
Yeah, I'm not telling you that Henry's exempt. I'm just telling you that Dombrowski, everywhere he's gone, has given people money. He's given star players money everywhere he's gone. And so I think he looked at Sale and said, I gave up two premium prospects for this guy, and we won the World Series. I'm going to pay him. And he completely ignored the fact that the guy can't hold up because he ignores it with every pitcher. He ignores injury.
Okay, the Chris Sale contract. You put it on the list of some of the worst ever signed by the Boston Red Sox. Maz does. Your reaction to that right after this.
This is Felger and Maz
on 98.5.
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the desk world down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, we're so quick to go down there and get his opinion because, you know, he can do this blindfolded. So, you know, he checked it out and we were, you know, got some better news. Obviously not great news, but about as good as news we could get. So, you know, we rest, I think, maybe 4 to 6 weeks, get on a throwing program, and get back to it.
So the good news, I guess, is no Tommy John. And I don't mean to say I guess. I mean, at this time yesterday, I said great news, no Tommy John. That's the good news, no Tommy John. The bad news is they're in the exact same spot they've been with him for the last 13, 14 months. I mean, really. And that occurred to me overnight. It's like, oh, yay, no Tommy John. That's great. He's what? Oh, he's actually in the exact same place he's been for over a year, which is he can't get right. You can't figure out how to get him right. He's not the same guy. He doesn't feel right. He's not throwing it the same way, and you don't know what to do about it. And it's like they're in the exact same place.
And the other thing is, see, this is the part that everyone misses too. No Tommy John for now. For now. What happens if this flares up again in 4 to 6 weeks? You know, and you know why it might? Because he has a tear in there. And again, I'm saying it as a matter of fact. This is what I believe, that Chris Sale has a tear in his elbow, and in the short term, they're going to let it calm down, and he's going to try to throw again to see if it'll work. I don't know where the threshold is, but James Andrews has seen enough of these where he says, if you have 35% of your ligament left, you can pitch. Okay, guys have done it with 35%. Anything less than that, then you can't. Okay, I don't think. And again, I'm just throwing that number out arbitrarily.
Yep, I got you.
But there's something like that where he says, you've lost this much of your ligament, you have this much left. If it gets 5% lower, you got to have the surgery. You don't have a choice. So right now, you got a lot going on in there. Let's let it calm down, start throwing, see what happens. You're right on the cusp. So we'll see. And if it flares up again, he's going under the knife. So like the you know, conveniently in that release that the Red Sox issued, surgery is not recommended. He'll be reevaluated in 6 weeks, is what it said. It didn't say permanently, you know, or he will rehabilitate and be with the team next spring. There was none of that. They don't know yet. All they know is they're going to let it calm down and see where it is. He still might need surgery.
We continue with your thoughts. Brian and Lowell, what do you got for us, Brian?
Hi. Yeah, hi, Gase. I don't think that Dombrowski has the team interest in mind. I think it's more about not a Chris Sale thing, but a sale, like trying to make sales. I don't want to be the team that's taken in Favre at the end. That team, I know it was early for Sale, but you could see the signs happening beforehand. Just want your thoughts on that.
So, the question is, what's the rush? Why'd you have to sign him before the year? And the answer would be, it's cheaper now if he goes out and has a career year. You're going to pay more at the end than you would at the beginning. So that's a legit answer, but how much more? I mean, he signed for just under 30 a year. The big end, the high-end pitchers make just over 30 a year. So what are you saving yourself there? $1 or $2 million a year at most.
Right.
I mean, is Chris Sale going to be a $35 million a year pitcher? Or is he going to be 31 instead of 29? Or 32 instead of 31? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, to me, there wasn't any major risk. And the other thing is he clearly wanted to be here because he was willing to take a little bit less to do it. And again, I say a little bit less. He got 29, but there's deferred money in there where the luxury tax hit is actually only 25. Okay, so there's deferred money in the deal. He was willing to work with them on the deal. If he was willing to work with them on the deal, they should have waited. And again, this is not revisionist history. I said it at the time. This was a huge mistake. Huge. Massive. The guy had an injury and missed a half season for crying out loud, and they gave him $145 million.
Does it impact the Mookie Betts situation in the offseason?
I think it does. I mean, I think they were headed this way anyway, where they were going to probably move Mookie because you can't let an asset like that walk out the door and get nothing. And so, but now if your ace is down on top of it and you have to replenish or replace pitching, whether it be in your big league rotation or in your feeder system, Mookie's the best way to get it. I mean, now you've got, you're going to have $25 million in dead money potentially on the payroll next year. You got to find a way to make that back somehow, and Mookie's a good place. So I think it pushes them in the direction to trade Mookie, yes.
Here's Willie in Charlestown. What are your thoughts, Willie?
Hey, guys. You had it wrong yesterday on Chris Sale going under the knife. Now you're talking that you're both saying that it has to go under the knife. I disagree. I think they're going to shut him down for the rest of the year. In 6 months, spring training, I think he's going to be good. Also, you said it's a bad signing. My opinion is Price was a bad signing. He's a prima donna. And, Felger, you hung up on me last week, and I say trade Mookie Betts for a bat, a power hitter. They need a bat.
Thanks, Willie. Yeah, I appreciate it. I don't want to hang up on you again. Okay, there you go. I'm not trading Mookie Betts for more offense. I'm trading Mookie Betts for a pitcher.
Pitching.
For pitching. And then I can, if I can balance out my team a little bit and net out to be a better team, trading a great offensive player, a great positional player for a great pitcher, I'll do it. I'm not trading Mookie Betts because I'm in the middle of some sort of reset. I'm not prepared to do that if I'm the Red Sox. They spend too much money on this team to reset and, you know, to have a rebuilding year. I'm not into that. And I don't think they'll be into that. And I don't want them to be into it. This should be their championship window. Even without Chris Sale, this can still be a championship window. You want to flip Mookie Betts for high-end pitching? Done. Fine. No problem. I'll do it. Just to get younger, though, or for prospects? No, I don't want to do that. And the caller's right. I thought for sure Sale was under the knife. I thought for sure.
Still might be.
And he still might be. This might just be a stay of execution.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not ready to say that you were wrong to say that he was headed for surgery.
I thought for sure we'd get the breaking news sounder yesterday. He's going under the knife for Tommy John surgery. That's what I thought we were getting.
I mean, you made this point earlier. Listen to Dombrowski and Cora from the weekend.
Oh, the tone was, to me, I thought was clear. That's why I said that. Like, oh, yeah, they're just, well, we see a tear in the pitcher. He's going to go down to Andrews. He's going to confirm the tear, and he's going to recommend surgery, and Chris just wants to know for sure before he stands in front of you people and we all announce it.
See,
that's how it all felt to me.
I'd be willing to bet the team wants him to have it.
Why?
Because then again, it's more of a known thing.
For like, this reason.
Yeah. Like, you go and have the surgery, and then in 2021, we know what we have. By that point, that's 18 months out now. By that point, we'll have an idea. You know, by that point, we know you'll be healthy and ready to go. And we know you'll have a healthy arm. Your arm will have been rebuilt. So we know we're going to get 96 again. We know we're going to get 97. Now, how long it'll last? Who knows? But we'll take our chances. This, you're going to pitch with a compromised ligament, be the same guy, and we just gave you $145 million? You're not worth $145 with a compromised ligament.
Here's something we haven't hit on yet. Murray, what have you called the Red Sox 5-game winning streak in your updates today?
Hollow, meaningless, fake.
Phony.
What was
the word?
Hollow is the word I've been using.
Hollow.
Yeah.
Is it a hollow 5-game winning streak? Steve in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, this is the same Jim Murray. This is the same Tony Maserati who 6-7 months ago when the Patriots lost to the Dolphins, when we lost to the Steelers in week 15, oh no, Pat's dynasty, it's over, it's done. Not a perfect analogy here, but the Red Sox, proven winners. They won the World Series last year. They're 6 games back. If they win out at home, if they go maybe 9-2 on this, West Coast trip they have, they'll really suck. I mean, the Athletics, they're playing the Yankees, they're playing the Astros. I think you guys need to pump the brakes.
Hey,
I'm
Steve.
Not saying it's going to happen, but you guys are overly cynical. You're melodramatic. Don't give up on this team just yet. Let's see how it plays out.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. That's no. Murray. We haven't heard how Maz feels yet. Can we just get Maz's take?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
5-game winning streak. What do you make of it?
Meaningless.
Thank you.
They're cooked. And how come Steve didn't bring up the Celtics? We said the same thing about them, and they were done. So that's 50-50 at best for you. 50-50 at best. So they've won 5 in a row. Okay? Good. How much ground have they gained?
Like a half game.
Okay. So 5 more games off the schedule and they haven't gained any ground. That's a loss. They're six back. 6 back in the loss column. They haven't picked up any ground. They can win all the games they want. If the other teams don't lose, they're screwed.
The other teams are better than them.
Yeah.
Five games. Can I get one of those lollipop things you do, Mass?
Oh, yeah. This thing. Yeah. Oh, you just did it.
Whee.
Yeah, we don't need to repeat it.
How you guys do that still?
Strong cheeks.
I can't. I got weak, fat cheeks.
Yeah, my cheeks are tight on both ends.
I can't do it. It's pathetic. I don't know how to do it. No chance, Maz? Nothing? Zero? You giving up on the season?
Oh, yeah, no,
it's
no,
over?
No, they're cooked. Yeah, they're cooked.
Okay.
Again, you won 5 in a row and gained no ground. Good luck with that. It's over.
Frank,
as much as I don't want it to be, it's over.
Frank and Worcester, go.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call, Maz. Great to finally see you back in that seat.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted I just kind of wanted to bridge up your point about Dombrowski. I mean, this guy's been absolutely awful. And you look at his track record. You go back to Detroit, what he did with that organization, blowing up that farm system. I mean, doing the exact same thing and has done the exact same thing with the Boston Red Sox. I mean, absolute joke. But you want to know who I really have to point the finger at. I mean, look at the ownership group. I mean, Henry Lucchino, Warner. I mean, you say Lucchino runs the Red Sox. Like, have you ever seen an ownership group in baseball that is more non-existent and, like, not really even in the media like these guys? I mean, you want to talk about checked out, Maz. Have you ever seen an ownership group that, like, seems like they're more checked out? I mean, you want to think about, like, a forward-thinking mindset as an owner of an organization. If you see the writing on the wall with someone like Dombrowski where it's like, hey, you know, this guy, historically, it hasn't worked out over the long term with an organization, maybe we should look for like a Theo Epstein or like a Ben Sherring.
Hold on. You're giving me like 14 different things there. I just think the Sale re-signing reeks of something Henry would do and the sort of decision he would make. That's what I'm blaming him for today. You give me like four different things in there.
Yeah, so look, I mean, as it pertains to the ownership philosophy, okay, I give them too much grief when they stick their nose in there all the time. So I'm not going to sit here and now say they're not involved enough. Like, to me, I like it the way it is. Let the baseball people make the baseball decisions. On this one, there's no way they gave Sale that money without the owner signing off on it.
Of course.
There's just no way.
Just again, by that comment, we blew it on the Lester thing. Just tells me he wanted to do it. He wanted to do it before the season. He wanted the PR bump going into the new year with the championship trophy, you know, in his pocket and the whole thing. He wanted that. Henry wanted it.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that Dombrowski's history is pretty clear. He likes star players, and he gives them big money. And he does it over and over and over again.
We're going to wrap it up with your calls on this and get to last night's Monday Night Football game. You enjoy that, Murray? You watched Monday Night Football last night?
Still hasn't gone down.
What happened? I wonder what happened. You know what? We'll give you details on what happened last night, Maz, in case you missed it.
Oh, no, I didn't miss it.
But first, Murray's update, then we're right back.
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Third down, Garoppolo back, looking left, throws into a crowd, and it's intercepted by Yadam. Isaac Yadam stepped right in front of Marquise Goodwin. There was a crowd there, and Yadam on Jimmy's second attempt of the night intercepts him.
Yeah, that's not good.
Third and 8, 49ers, the Denver 47-yard line. Garoppolo in the shotgun, two receivers right, one left, Coleman in. Garoppolo pressure throws, almost got intercepted again.
Bosby was all over it, should have had himself an interception and a pick six.
Maz is back from his 1 week vacation.
Hey la, Maz is
and
back.
And gotta get his takes on all the stuff he missed.
His first day back. You watched that last night, Murray?
Oh, did I? I did, and I enjoyed it so much. There's few things that bring me more joy outside of Patriots wins when I watch NFL than the failures of Jimmy Garoppolo. Italian Osweiler on full display last night.
How you doing, Maz?
Good, you?
Back with the Garoppolo headgear and jersey.
Look, I had to put it away. I had to put it in the locker a year ago because of the injury he suffered in week three. So I'm dusting it back out. This is no lose year as far as I'm concerned. One of two things is going to happen. Jimmy G plays like the real Jimmy G.
Which is what?
Like the guy he was here. I think Garoppolo can play. So Jimmy G elevates the Niners and they make a run at the playoffs. Or Jimmy G has a bad year. They don't pick up his option, his roster bonus. On April 1, he becomes a free agent, and you know who is knocking on the door of the Garoppolo household.
Who's who?
Bill Belichick on April 1st or April 2nd, whatever it is. Bill will have him back here before you know it. Murray's head will be spinning.
It will be, and I'm sure he's already texting him. You know, it's mutually beneficial if you fail. Heart emoji. Send.
You don't look right in the helmet.
Well, you know what it is the helmet's a little, once I get it over my head, because getting it on's a little bit of a chore, but then it sits down a little bit too low, so it's got to be up here more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It just does not look right.
No, it doesn't sit right. But again, it wasn't fitted for my head.
I just think he's been vastly overrated from the jump. He made some nice throws against Miami, but I just don't believe in this kid. I don't like him. It's for these antics of the jersey and the stupid helmet and your unwarranted love for such a little sample size for Jimmy Garoppolo is why I'm so anti-Garoppolo. 12 picks, by the way. Oh, no, 9 picks. 9 picks through 12 days of camp, and you have this performance last night. He's a mess. So they better hope, if you're a Garoppolo fan, Maz, you better hope he's just, you know, working off some rust here from coming back from a torn ACL last year because stupid shouldn't have tried to get out of bounds the way he did or extend the play. You better hope it's just rust and that he's not the second coming of, one of the other bad quarterbacks that Belichick has drafted that people thought might have something.
Murray, if you're asking me what I think is going to happen, okay, what I think is going to happen is that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have a reentry year. He's going to have a turbulent, bumpy year, just like every quarterback who's coming off an ACL does. And so do I think the Niners are going to pick up his option? No. To which I say, good, because Bill can bring him back. I'm telling you, this thing is setting up for Belichick. He's going to be able to bring Garoppolo back here in the spring when the Niners don't pick up that option bonus. And when Brady's contract is up and Brady's on the market.
I already hate this.
So the year after the ACL is tough. It was Brady's worst year, 2009, arguably. You look at Carson Wentz last year. You look at Carson Palmer in 2006. There's a lot of examples of guys coming off that ACL that next year. Not so hot. And let me tell you what. Jimmy Garoppolo looked like a guy who hasn't played in a year and is afraid to get hit. He looked, if I'm a San Francisco 49er fan, I'm scared. That scared the crap out of me last night if I'm a Niner fan. I mean, not just the numbers. 1-for-6, 0 yards. Quarterback rating of, what was it, Dean Wormer?
Oh, yes, that would be
0.0.
Officially, they have like these effective quarterback ratings. It was actually minus 53 something on the effective quarterback rating because his only pass he completed was behind the line of scrimmage. Threw an interception, could have thrown another pick six. But to me, it was beyond just that. The way he looked. Like when Garoppolo was here, or when Garoppolo, even that first year in San Francisco, when he looks right, he's sort of fluid in the pocket. He's got good sort of movement, mobility, and footwork, and he can sort of feel pressure and move around a little bit, and the ball comes out great. And we all know how it looks when it looks right for him. It looks pretty good, I think. And I think he's got a certain presence back there in the pocket, just sort of sensing pressure. Now, maybe he doesn't avoid contact like he should, Murray, but I think that he's someone that typically moves well back there. Last night, he's just standing in the pocket, chucking, you know, chuck and duck, and he's not moving. He's not sensing the pressure. He's not stepping up when he can step up. He's not being flushed or being flushed out when he can flush out. Like, I think he's like sort of, it's a combination of tentativeness and just extreme rust, like forgot how to play back there or lost his touch back there. That was a scary, scary night. Now, Denver's all over him. I mean, in fairness, with that Chubb guy, like, wow. Add him to Von Miller and some of those home games in Denver. Maybe Denver is working on something there defensively. But, boy, that, again, if I'm a Niners fan, that one scared me last night.
He looked scared. He did. He looked scared. I mean, again, there was one great example that they showed this morning on ESPN that I saw where he was getting pressure from the blind side, from the backside, and he had space to step up to his right, and he didn't do it. I mean, he stood there. Yeah, he did. He just threw it off his back foot and got rid of the ball, and he did not look like a guy that wanted to be in the pocket. So I'm not sitting here telling you that he looked good last night. I think there's a real chance that Garoppolo is going to be mediocre or bad this year. I think there's a real good chance of that.
And that's
you know
what you want back.
Good.
Damaged goods.
Good.
Handsome Ryan Mallett. No
you think,
thanks.
You think he's going to play the same under Belichick that he does out there?
Oh, please. It'll be a little bit better. You're not ever going to win anything with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't know about that, Murray.
I know I'm ready to boo him. If he's going to come back here, I will be anti-Garoppolo like you read about.
Oh, trust me. All these people that were pro-Brady, you and your ilk, Murray, all of you. As soon as they bring him back, you'll be singing Jimmy G's song and when Brady will be gone because you root for the laundry. At the end of the day, that's who you root for.
No, if Brady's still playing, which he will be in Tennessee, I'll be buying a Brady Tennessee Titans jersey and rooting for the real quarterback down there.
Never mind. I want to buy Maz a new helmet. I can't look at him with that thing.
You know what I need? No, what I need is I need a little pad on the top of it to raise it a little because it does. It kind of hangs over my eyes. I have trouble seeing.
617-779-0985. Wrap it up with a few of your calls. Chris and Raynham. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. At what point, Maz, will you admit that you were wrong about the trade? Because it's becoming abundantly clear. Do you remember when Garoppolo wouldn't play in that game and Brissett had to play? And there was reports out that he could have played? That's the same thing that's happening with this. He's nervous out there. He's not tough. Do you think he was working as hard as Tom Brady worked when he hurt his ACL?
No.
Do you think he has that same makeup? No.
Who does?
Why would you want this? Now, why would you want this guy back here?
Even okay, if but Chris, but I mean, let me just, and, you know.
Do you think Belichick wanted him, Chris?
Well, he's not there, is he?
Hold on.
Is he there?
Do you think Belichick wanted him?
I think if Belichick wanted him, he would be there right now.
No, I disagree.
Okay. Do you think they made the right move?
No, they should have traded him to Cleveland for a first-round pick. Can I answer?
Maz, do you think they made the right move? Because you can't say that he's going to come back and everything's going to be great and then say Belichick made the wrong move. Because if your dream scenario happens, the Patriots got two Super Bowls, a second-round pick, and they got Jimmy G back. So then you have to admit Belichick's a genius. Which way is it going to be then?
Yeah, Maz.
So look, if he gets him back and you're able to get Brady years out of it and get Garoppolo back at the end, then Belichick will be a genius.
No, but hold on. Belichick is a genius. Who's saying he's not a genius?
Yeah.
I mean, what you need this to admit that he's a genius? Of course he's a genius.
Yeah, I would.
He should have taken the first-round pick from Cleveland. That's never going to change. That's never going to change. He had a chance for a first-round pick from Cleveland, and he wouldn't pick up the phone because he wanted to take care of his guy, Garoppolo. That is done. That story's over. That's never going to change. He should have taken the first-round pick.
I mean, there's no question they undersold on the trade. I mean, now look, again, you know what my feeling is? I'd have kept Garoppolo. I'd have kept him. I'd have found a way to keep him. Now, as it turned out, they did. They got to two Super Bowls. They won another one. So if Bill ends up getting those rings and gets Garoppolo back and then goes on to win with him, oh, sure, absolutely. His legend will be fortified.
So did Garoppolo put in what Brady put in 2008 into 2000, you know, coming back from that? No. Who has? When Brady worked hard, because I don't think he does anymore like he used to. Like, that's fallen off, obviously, by his own admission. But back when Brady was Brady, who worked as hard as him? No one did. And no one's going to. That's the whole point. That's why he's Brady. So, like, to say Jimmy Garoppolo didn't, you know, did he put in everything? No. No one did. No one has. You need this to admit that either?
You'd maybe learn a little something being around him for those few years, but it sounds to me like he's a little lazy.
Who's that?
Garoppolo. And being around Brady those years, you maybe... You know,
well, so hold on. How do we have any idea how he worked coming back?
I have no idea. I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, based it on my gut. He's not trying.
I don't think that's it
at all. You throw that many picks in practice, you stink.
I don't think that's it.
You inherently stink.
I mean, if you want to tell me he's soft, now you might be onto something, because the thing Chris brought up is true. He could have come back, came back and played in that final game, and he didn't. And I think I remember saying it at the time, and you know that's something I held against Garoppolo at the time, and he's going to have to outgrow or prove that he's, you know, he's tougher than that. If you're a high-end quarterback in that league and you're only 50-60%, you play. You play every week.
Okay, but again,
you don't come out. So that's a fair thing. Garoppolo might be soft. He might not be durable. He might not be certainly as tough as Brady or any of those things. That's totally fair. I have no idea how hard he worked or didn't work.
Okay, but see, my issue is that every time someone like Chris calls up and wants to shove it in my face, they conveniently leave out the fact that Bill Belichick wanted to keep the guy. Like, that's the part that everybody leaves out. So they must think Belichick's an idiot, too, then.
Well, he's picked some terrible quarterbacks in the past. So that one, you know, that's my counter to that. He thought he might have had something in Ryan Mallett. Who sucked? Kevin O'Connor.
Well, no. So your beef is with Belichick, not Maz.
Oh, no, Maz too, because Maz didn't need to buy the getup, and I feel part of this is some sort of like weird Italian pride. This is like your personal football Columbus Day or something. I don't know what it is. I don't get it. I don't like it.
Feast
you're
of
like,
St. Anthony,
Mark. Yeah, it's a Feast of St. Anthony.
You're more pro Garoppolo, and you seemingly want to ship Brady out as quickly as you possibly can because you're tired of him, you're tired of the narrative, and you want the your handsome prince here as the quarterback.
See, again, you want to connect it to my heritage, Murray, and the fact is if Jarrett Stidham could play, I'll get rid of Brady again. Seriously, to me, it's all about prolonging the window and extending the window and being as good as you can be, championship caliber, for the longest period of time possible. Hell, we had this discussion when we talked about Andrew Luck. I'll take the young quarterback over the old quarterback every time.
Okay, we're not giving up on this, folks. I don't know if you've noticed it. We continue with the final word, highlights, lowlights from the show right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Matt.
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right. All right, where to start here? We have three pieces of sound. In fact, why don't we start with this? Because it was the return of one Tony Maserati after what felt like 52 straight days of vacation. So, with Maz being back, made a little jingle with that. Here was you two singing along to it as Jimmy picked this up from the mics.
Maz is back in vacation. Hey, la. Hey, la. Maz is back.
I'm back.
Hey, la, Maz is back. Hey, la, Maz is back. Hey, la, Maz is back. Hey, la, Maz is back. Hey, la, Maz is back.
Oh, God. Maz is back.
Hey, la, Maz is back.
Oh, please don't play that again.
I do a little hip, hip thrust with those grunts.
Don't play that again.
Little meat spin, Murray.
Oh, it's horrible.
With Maz's return, we got his thoughts on Chris Sale and him not having to go under the knife, but get the PRP injections yesterday. He's shut down for 2019. In a word, Maz said the Red Sox are port.
They're port, if you ask me, with Chris Sale. They are port. I just don't understand how you can justify the extension. He missed the second half of last year. He missed the second half of the season, basically. They told us nothing was wrong, and then he got hurt as soon as he started to ramp it up again. And I don't care if it's an elbow or not. The guy was a time bomb. For crying out loud, how do you justify that? I mean, are we really going to justify the extension when, and this is not a second guess, as you know.
Oh, yeah?
Many of us, not just me, many of us said in the spring, mistake. They should have waited till the end of the year. now it happens that way, and we're going to sit here and not pound the chest a little bit? It was a stupid mistake.
Nope, pound the chest, Maz.
I mean, seriously, though. Like, you know, you can't.
Maz?
What?
It's the final word. You can pick this back up at the Baseball Reporters.
All right, I'm sorry. We got more, Murray?
Yeah, just a little bit here.
I easily get sucked in.
It's not very often.
It was like Cam Neely in his youth. He wanted to pick a fight I fought.
Then I get to get one of you two to dance, but I did that just a short time ago. I wanted the old pop from the cheek from Maz.
If the other teams don't lose, they're screwed.
The other teams are better than them.
Yeah.
Five games. Can I get one of those lollipop things you do, Maz?
Oh, yeah, this thing. Yeah. Oh, you just did it.
Whee!
Yeah, we don't need to repeat it.
How you guys do that still?
Strong cheeks.
I can't. I got weak, fat cheeks.
Yeah, my cheeks are tight on both ends.
I can't do it. It's pathetic. I don't know how to do it.
There's just no elasticity at all with those cheeks.
So you got to tighten them up?
No, don't make them that tight. Make them a little looser.
Wait, we just told me to tighten them up.
Well, no, I just think it's a natural thing. Like, genetically, I have tight cheeks here. Like a drum.
Oh, you got a little one there.
Oh.
You got a little noise.
That's all.
Oh, that's good.
It's the faintest, weakest little one you can possibly make.
It's like a little baby. Yeah, no, it's like a little baby pop. Yeah,
And if you're listening on the radio, you have no idea what they're doing. They're sticking their finger in their mouth and popping their cheeks. That's what they're doing. That's like an old Italian sort of thing, like big whoop, right? Is what that is.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if it was Italian or not, but no.
I thought it was.
A little like a champagne bottle, popping cork. You get the idea.
No, I think you're thinking of the thumb with the teeth. Isn't that one of the things like an F
off? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Yeah, you put the fingernail under the tooth.
Anyway, what do you got coming up on the Baseball Reporters,
Maz? So the Chris Sale story is the big one. Obviously, I've missed quite a bit of time. The Red Sox have won 5 in a row during my absence. We'll get to the winning streak, too, a little bit later. But we are going to start with Sale, who spoke today over at Fenway Park and answered a bunch of questions, or maybe he didn't. But we'll play the Sale sound for you. He said a couple of things that I found to be particularly noteworthy and interesting, and obviously I'll give people my take on the whole Chris Sale story. And then, as always, Trivia Tuesday.
Love it! Trivia Tuesday. Chance for you to win big, Boston.
So apparently Murray tells me that we had a winner last week, right?
We did. Yes. Yeah. The questions were a little too easy for my taste, as one of the interns wrote. But we at least have a little competition going for the grand prize.
Well, so we now have two people in the drawing for the grand prize.
And the grand prize is, again, remind people, please.
This is a fabulous thing. It's a 3-day trip to Aruba. And travel courtesy of JetBlue, the Aruba Tourism Authority. Donated the trip to, and I don't have the name of the hotel in front of me, but I'll read it during the show. But a nice resort in Aruba. You get 3 nights there, plus travel. It's a good get.
All by answering some questions with Maz. This is a no-brainer.
It is. And just for, you know, if you do get the 3 questions correctly, answer them correctly, you'll get a $100 gift card to Bertucci's and be entered in the drawing.
Bingo.
So at a minimum, you get $100 at Bertucci's and you might get a 3-day trip to Aruba.
Stay tuned. No commercials, just an update here from Murray, the latest on Demaryius Thomas and the Patriots. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 with another fully loaded Felger and Maz show.
Imagine that.
Holy crap. See you tomorrow.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it!
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show. The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World Class Market, the New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Hammer and Aruba All Inclusive Resort, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Boxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, we're so quick to go down there.
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.